Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is July the 21st, 2016. We have a live show for you. It's a Thursday. And before we get started, let's go over the first things, the administrative things that we need to talk about, and that is supporting and maintaining Black Talk Radio Network. You can be a part of Black Talk Radio Network's crowdfunding campaign by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media, and you will see the crowdfunding campaign there at the website. And this is how you can do it. It's very important that we uphold and maintain Black Talk Radio Network. And the best way to do that is by donating some of our cash, donating our currency, so that the network can continue to do the things that's needed to be done, so it can continue to grow, bring you the message that you value and that other people in the future will value if it's there. And the only way that it will be there is if we continue to donate and make our contributions. So let's do that. Let's talk about that, how you can do that. If you go to Black Talk Radio Network's website, you'll see the crowdfunding campaign, and there are three ways in which you can contribute and donate. Number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, and make that payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. Once again, that is, make the check or money order payable to, and you can mail it to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. And with that contribution of $24.99, all donations and contributions are extremely appreciated. You will be eligible to receive the monthly statistical performance report for the radio station, as well as social media operations via email. So all you have to do is give a good email for that. Option number two, make a one-time contribution of just one penny more. Make a one-time contribution of $25. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, T-shirt. All you have to do is give donations or contributions in intervals, of $25 or more. So each T-shirt will be given in intervals of $25 or more. So if you want two T-shirts, that would be $50. Three T-shirts, $75. Four T-shirts would be $100. Make sure you give a good email address, a good shipping address where you want your T-shirts to go, and make sure all of the T-shirts that you are eligible for have the appropriate size with them. Next one is option number three. Become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from time to time from the network when they're going to actually give out those gifts. So that is how you can maintain the overall development and the growth of, and that's how you can support this radio network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. So, so important. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it. It is extremely, extremely important that you do that. Now, let's go over to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page and check out what's in the news. We are actually having this show. It's a live show, but we won't be able to take any calls today. But what we did is that I have some things that we have to do later on this evening, so we're taping this show early in the morning here. Myself and my man Brother Braggs is here. We're going to be talking about the slave codes and what's going on in the world. But before we do that, let's check out some of the stories that we posted in Tando since our last show last evening. Okay, so now, number one, the first story, and this one came from my man Jambone. Thanks for sending this story. And this is very, very important. This one comes from Sputnik News. India moves nearly 100 tanks, troops to Chinese border. With tensions rising between China and India, the New Delhi has deployed nearly 100 tanks to its eastern border. Now, one of the things that I've always talked about, even though with BRIC, Brazil, India, Russia, and China, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, even though that consortium in 125 or it's even more now, I think it's 140 almost, with the large number of countries that are in that overall unification of nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China are the founders of it, and the reason why they have the acronym BRICS, and you have India and China. Now, this is significant. I've always talked about how India and China are basically have been arch enemies for a very long time. They actually have engaged in shooting confrontations and conflicts on their borders. And one of the things that I said with NATO is that it's critical for NATO because it looks as if Germany and France will leave NATO, but now, of course, it's almost certain for me that Turkey will leave NATO, and I believe that they will align with BRICS. The key thing with BRICS is what is India going to do? And I've always, kind of said that that is a linchpin to BRICS or some trouble that BRICS could have is the relationships between India and China. Now, the BRIC nations all came together because they are asset-heavy countries and resource-heavy countries. So they said, hey, we should come together and establish an economic alliance. But India and China are arch enemies and have been that for a very long time. So this is one of the things that will destabilize or just redesign the BRIC nations. But I do think that there will be some confrontations and conflicts that India and China will have, even to the point of shooting. But at appropriate time, I think that they will work that out and continue in the direction that they've been going. But this is critical because the U.S. and India are allies. So this is part of the overall chessboard that is being played in the overall global geopolitical arena that will have some dramatic effects in the future as the geopolitical events continue to deteriorate into world war, ultimately into global nuclear war one, in my opinion. So check that article out, really good. And next one, first batch of Russian S-300 missiles have arrived in Iran. This came from Russian Insider. My man Jampone sent that to me also. Next article, U.S. military defense system is unable to protect the public, the report says. This came from the LA Times yesterday. Check out this article. The system designed to defend the American cities and towns against nuclear attacks by North Korea is simply unable to protect the U.S. public and will remain, but check out that article that's there. And that one came from the New York Times. Next article. This one came from the MoscowTimes.com. NATO approves 4,000 strong Baltic. What is this? Let me see what this one is, because it didn't show the whole. Sometimes the articles don't come up completely. Okay, so here it is. Moscow Times. We got this yesterday. NATO approves 400 strong Baltic rapid deployment force. This is critical because this is where this is not going to go well against Russia. Russia will respond to this appropriately. NATO approves 4,000 strong Baltic rapid deployment force. NATO leaders meet at the group's bicentennial summit in Warsaw approved the deployment of four 1,000-man battalions in Poland and in the Baltic state. And this is something that, believe me, there's going to be an appropriate response by Putin. This is what's going to lead to continued world war that will lead into global nuclear war one. Next article comes from International Man, a failed coup attempt, unrecognized republic, and triggers for a global economic meltdown. Check out this one. It's talking about the failed coup attempt in Turkey. Check that article out. Really good one. And that one came from internationalman.com. Next article. This one came from my man Roz. I said, thanks, Roz. Very, very true. Prepare for winter now. It could be tough and rough one. It could be a tough and rough one. This one comes from the BCC in regards to vitamin D in the winter and in the fall, the need for it. Most people are magnesium and vitamin D3 deficient. Make sure that you are. In the summertime, a lot of people get vitamin D. You need your exposure to the sun, ladies and gentlemen. But also, vitamin D deficiency is very, very critical, especially when it comes to your health, either by health in general or by an illness or by an injury. If you get injured, your vitamin D deficiency will actually start to work against you. But if your vitamin D, if you have a strong vitamin D and you have the ample amount of vitamin D, I like to use vitamin D3. If you have that and you need to get those vitamins now before this fall and this winter, because this fall and this winter, ladies and gentlemen, could be a warring one, a global warring one, and the supply lines could be cut off. So make sure you have your vitamin D3. And it makes all the difference in the world when it comes to sickness, comes to illnesses, and it comes to injuries. Your body, if you have vitamin D, your body is able to replenish and to maintain a stronger response, white blood cell response, and overall functioning response to things that threats of your body. A vitamin D deficient body is one that succumbs to different attacks on the body. So you want to make sure that you have the appropriate magnesium and vitamin D3. Critical, critical, critical. Next article. This one came from Roz. Thanks, Roz. And I said, this is crazy. Hungry Venezuelans cry at the sight of food as economic crisis deepens. The IMF downgraded its forecast for Venezuela as the country spirals deep into the economic, political, and humanitarian crisis. Check out this article. We will definitely talk about this tomorrow. Venezuela is a part of, and what you're seeing is the destabilization in South America, and in Venezuela has been specifically targeted for this. And this is only going to continue. And Ross sent another story 2 days ago about the family that actually drained their savings just to buy food and prepare. This is what, luckily he was able to do that, but let me tell you this. If that individual did that during this crisis, imagine what he would or they would have been able to do before the crisis struck. and to prepare themselves. Not only from a standpoint of having enough for himself and his family, there would have been opportunities for them at this time in this crisis where they could have become providers for their family, the community, in very humanitarian ways and entrepreneurial ways. This is what is going to be happening, in my opinion, here, but on a much steeper and much deeper advent. The next article, Brother Braggs had reposted this article because he wants you to, whenever Brother Braggs reposts an article, he's saying that he really wants you to take a look at this because it has some real significance. It was the video from YouTube, the emergency meeting in Russia, State Department, White House acts strange, and that was on 7/14, 1 week ago, and it was just 1 day before the coup attempt inside of Venice and inside of Turkey. The next article, Brother Braggs reposted also the hungry Venezuelans cry out in the sight of food. Check out that article. Very, very important. So there is also, I was looking this morning that there was another shooting event with a sniper in Cleveland, Ohio, pinning down law enforcement. This is some of, and I want you to think about that, a sniper pinning down law enforcement in Cleveland. I don't know. I didn't get to recheck. This was just coming out, so I wasn't able to really look into that very much, but we will at today if we have time. So, and let me post this now. This came from, I found this at Superstation 95. I'll post this inside of Tando this morning, but as we speak right now, I guess it's unfolding. I wasn't able to really check up on it and what the status and where it was, but I will post it inside of Tando. It's posted there now for you to check out. By the time you listen to this show, it probably more developments would have come out, but just wanted to know where you are. And this is very critical as we talk to Brother Braggs today. This morning, we're going to be talking about, and it has everything, you know, everything that we're seeing right now is orchestrated. And I think it's very critical for us to understand that, and because if we do, it puts us in a better position so that we can have an appropriate response to it. You know, one of the most important things, what happens is not the actual event, but your response, is your overall response with your free will. That will determine the next set of events to happen to you. This is critical. Your response is a direct correlation to your free will. And your free will should ensure that you're self-determining and you're sovereign. Very, very critical. So that's what's in the news. And today we're going to be talking to Brother Braggs. And today we're going to be talking about the slave codes. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on and how all of this plays together in what is there. And these are some of the evidence that substantiates and validates why you need to do some things and change from what you've been taught by the school of obedience that so many of us that have been domesticated and indoctrinated to. So we have our brother Braggs that's in queue. Brother Braggs, you there?
Yes, yes. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs. Good, always, always good to hear you. We have a live show today. Let me just pull us back up so that we can get going. Brother Braggs, you know, just to start, what's some of the things that – first of all, I just want to thank you for you being you and coming on this morning. And we were talking about the slave codes and said, hey, we need to bring this up because these things have tentacles that have been going back for a very long time. And what they do is these tentacles, like an octopus, they'll just bring something from the past back up to reinstitutionalize it or to fortify it or to further it in the act of furtherance from the same tricks. They're using the same things that they've been using for millennium. They're just rehashing them. And I think it's very important that we look at some of these things to see what's really going on so we won't be actually misled by the rhetoric and by the state of confusion so that we can be pointed people and to make very critical decisions that are in our best interest. And, you know, we had talked about, you had called, talked about the slave codes, and let's jump into that. So Brother Braggs, with slave codes and everything else that's going on, how would we, what would you surmise what's going on, and what is it that you would like to express, and what do you think is very, very important for our people to know?
Well, first of all, when I began to look into the slave codes, I began to look at them when they started really just blatantly just murdering us. And I was wondering how they could just walk away. And there had to be, it had to be a law in order for them to do this, because they do everything supposedly according to a law. So I began to dig into old laws just to see where they were coming from. And that takes us to the slave codes. Now, the Charleston slave codes are some of the first slave codes. They end up spreading all over the United States. These all, it's the Christian slave codes, the black slave codes, the slave codes. They're all the same. These slave codes end up doing this, this right here. All people of color, that's the indigenized, copper color people of America, you and I, who walked around here, got caught up in that black slave codes. I want my people to just think sometimes, just so critical. We are all over this planet. And I always think of it as the Tower of Babel. It was one time that the melanated race was a unified race. And you can tell that by the accomplishments that they were able to make all over the world. All the wonders of the world came from the hands of melanated peoples. Everything that we use today, the governments we stand on, came from melanated peoples. So when I began to look into the black slave codes, I'm wondering, how can they do this? So I went into the black slave codes. Once you start reading through the black slave codes, it's amazing. You get into meritorious manumission. This is when you did something for the slave owner that was so good, you immediately got white status, which meant you were hands off. You could move through society without that discrimination because you had done such a service to them. So in effect, you became a white man. It's really, really interesting. Now, I read from them because it's better to read them verbatim, because you can't really get the gist of them until you read them, and they go all the way into everything. Christian Slave Code 1724, March 1724, Article 1, decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Article 2, now, who are these Jews? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving. Make it imperative on masses to impart religious instruction to the slaves. Article 3 permits the exercise of a Roman Catholic creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. Article 4, Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic or are liable to confiscation. Article 5, Sundays and holidays.
Oh, wait, hey, Brother Braggs, wait. Article 3 and 4. Reread 3 and 4, because I want to really just think this. I really want people to sink in how deep the institutions are into this, and they don't tell you, but all the signs and the evidence of their overall involvement in upholding and substantiating this is undeniable. Read 3 and 4 again, Brother Bragg, okay, please.
Article 3. Permits the exercise of Roman Catholic creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. Article 4, Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. Article 5, Sundays and holidays are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. Article 6, we forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. We forbid all curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all white subjects, and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks, to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. Should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offending and the master of the slave should pay each fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master, his slave? I mean, who should concubinage? You see what's up there? I'm sorry, man. Made me laugh.
Yeah.
Let me start over. I'm sorry. They're going to make the slave master pay up for concubinage, huh?
Right.
Oh, stop. Okay, let me start over. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But you know, this is so telling, and it tells what has really been going on globally, because these institutions that actually have indoctrinated these things are so-called the institutions of authority that people within are throughout the globe respect these institutions, give their energy to them, and actually follow their overall doctrines, and don't even realize that they are enslaving you, and they don't really care who you are. They're going to enslave in order to get their ends to means. They're going to enslave whomever and by whatever means that are necessary for them to uphold. And this is a demonic ritual practice that we're talking about that's going on here. And we'll touch on that. But go ahead, Brother Bryce. It is, okay. You know, you do, when you read this, you can't believe it. You're like, what? You know, but it is, there it is.
They're going to put a fine on the slave master for raping the slaves, huh? Okay.
I'm
good now,
right,
man. I got my composure back. I'm sorry, man. Okay, Article 6, let's start over. I'm going to do it right this time, Dave. I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good. This is
of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. We forbid all curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all our white subjects, and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks, to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. Should there be any issue of this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offending and the master of slaves should pay each fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage and the master and his slave, the master shall pay not only the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. Now, listen what they say. They're giving the slaves to the hospital for the fine against the master. So he lost his slave. They gave him to the hospital. Check that out. Okay.
Right. You know what that is about.
Who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. And said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free, but shall this illicit intercourse have exercised between a free black and his slave, when said slave, according to the forms prescribed by the church, said slave shall thereby set free, and the children shall become free and legitimate. And in such a case,
hold on 1 second, Brother Wright. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish this. Very, very important that we know, because you're going to see how this all correlates into what is happening right now. And it's never left. If this is a global, international practice, and we pay for it, and we uphold it, and we don't even know that we are enslaving ourselves by supporting the system that has been created in disguise. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We won't be able to take calls today because this was recorded earlier in the morning, but you definitely can continue to listen, and we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have our brother Braggs, and we're talking about the slave clothes, and you're going to see how that actually moves into what's going on right now. into current events. It has never left. It's been upheld by the four city states and by the corporations and by individuals and entities that have a control over the propaganda, the overall economy, the militaries, the political, the geopolitical system, the healthcare system. You'll see how this all starts to culminate into one big facade and lie. And that is to deceive you. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. To make you believe that you are actually free. When you actually, and we all, from our actions, from what we actually learn from the school of obedience, give up and surrender our free will and our energy to someone else to use at their discretion. And this is why we have what we have. So Brother Braggs is reading from the slave codes. Brother Braggs, the commercial break had interrupted, so we're going to go back to Brother Braggs and want to pick up where we left off. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
All right, I'm going to finish this Article 6, but shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave, when said slave, according to the form subscribed by the church, and the slave shall thereby set free, and the children shall become free and legitimate. And in such a case, there shall be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. So if a black man who owned slaves got caught having sex with his slaves, he would lose his slaves. They would be set free. And the children of the slaves would be set free and become legitimate free. That's the penalty for a black man. But if you were a white slave owner and you got caught having sex with your slave, it was 300 livres. So there's a difference there. You see the standard? Okay, Article 7, the ceremonies and forms prescribed by the ordinance of the Bayos and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves, but the consent of the father and the mother of the slave is not necessary, but of the master shall be the only required. Article 8, we forbid all curates to process or to affect marriages between slaves without the proof of consent of their master. And we also forbid all masters to force their slaves into marriages against their will. So I guess rape don't count. Article 9, children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. Article 10, if the husband be a slave and his wife a free woman, it is our will, hot their children, of whatever sex they be, shall share the condition of their mother and be as free as she, notwithstanding the servitude of their father. And if the father be free and the mother a slave, then the children shall be slaves. Article 11, masters shall have their Christian slaves buried in consecrated ground. Article 12, we forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons or heavy sticks under the penalty of being whipped and having said weapons confiscated for the benefit of the person seizing the same. An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or are shooting for their masters and who carry with them a written permission to the effect of or are being designated by some known mark or badge. Article 13, we forbid slaves...
Let's stop there. Hey, but hold on. We got to stop there because that one is significant.
You have to have a pass. That's what they're doing now. Your ID. Hey. This is your driver's license registration in your forms. It's the same thing. Nothing is different, man. That's why you need to study until you prove yourself, until you find yourself approved. Don't study for nobody but you. Study until you're satisfied. I'm never going to be satisfied. I'm a seeker.
Right. Let's read that one more time, and I want – Brother Braggs, I want everyone to really listen to what Brother Braggs is saying and then apply that to now. And then right after he says that, let's dissect that so that you can see what's really going on. Guess what? The very same government, the very same institutions, religious institutions, the very same corporations are all still to this day upholding the same thing. But what they do is they change the language, but it's still this, they become more politically correct, and politically correct is always morally wrong. Their intentions are still the same. So, Brother Brad, read that one again. There were so many that we could have touched on, but we want to look at this one And then the other ones, because this shows where we are right now. Go ahead, Brother Brian.
This is Article 12. We forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons or heavy sticks under the penalty of being whipped and of having said weapons confiscated for the benefits of the person seizing the same. That means the person who take your stuff can keep it.
Right.
An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or are shooting for their masters and who carry with them a written permission to that effect or being designated by some known mark or badge. Now, let me just read 13 because it goes right to this too. Article 13,
okay.
We forbid slaves belonging to different masters to gather in crowds either by day or night under the pretext of a wedding or for any other cause, either at the dwelling or on the grounds of one of their masters or elsewhere, and much less on the highways or in secluded places, under the penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than a whip in case of frequent offenses of the kind. The offender shall be branded with the mark of the flower de luce.
Mm.
And should there be aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the directions of the judges. We command all of our subjects, be they official or not, to seize all such offenders, to arrest and conduct them to prison, although there should be not judgment against them. Listen to that. Listen to that.
Yep.
Although there should be not judgment
no
against them.
No judgment against them. Right. Now, let's go back to 12 and 13. We're going to touch this because this is very telling as to where we are. In 12, there was a couple of things. You could not have any form of firearm because they didn't want you to be able to defend yourself, not only physically, but what they were really afraid of is they were afraid of you defending yourself by self-determination, by refusing. See, this is they have multifaceted approaches on this thing. Not only did they want to break you down physically, but the real intention was to break you down spiritually, because if you surrendered physically, it's a spiritual surrenderance that you go through first. And what did they want to do is they said that you cannot have any form of weapon, any form of firearm, because then you will do what? Defend yourself against the tyrannical rule that oppresses you. So whenever people talk about this, you know, getting, you know, this gun control thing, the only people that want to control you from having guns is ones that don't want you to defend yourself from the tyrannical oppression that they will bestow on you. And this is all-encompassing globally. So they can only people that are allowed to have weapons, and if you think about what are weapons used for that they use them for, they use them against people, right? The only people that can have weapons are those that will be upholding what? The slave code. And the only people that would allow to have weapons are those that are mandated by them, that are sanctioned by them to to have those weapons to do what? Have an act of furtherance of the slave code. Why would the slave code, why would they do this? Because they are defending enslavement. And even today, what do they want to do? They want to disarm the general population psychologically. They really don't care about the guns that you have. They want to really psychologically so that you will always do what? Be beholden and obey and to surrender your free will to their rule. This is what enslaves you. And it said that in this whole thing is that you can only at the behest of your master go and hunt. Go and do what? Your way of life provides for their means of life. This tells everything of what the real source of enslavement has always been about. It's about you giving up your life to better someone else's physical. And it's even further than that. It's also a demonic spiritual seizing and surrendering of what? You're surrendering what was given to you as the greatest gift. And you don't appreciate it, nor do you think it's relevant in that you'll just hand it over. And see, the great thing about that is that from that energy that you hand over, that individual can now use that energy to create a different form of life. And this is why we have been such, this is why this has overtaken us in such a powerful way, because there's been another created being from the surrenderance of what has been lost. And this is this slave code, this 12, speaks volumes as to where it is right now and where we are right now. Right now, they're saying that they want to have an extension of different laws. They want to have an extension of different laws in gun control. And if you defend yourself and if you speak out against the governments and speak out, that's because they're upholding enslavement, the slave code. So, and then and in 13, Brother Braggs, you can really, really see the whole, how this all is put together, because they don't want you to invoke your free will. And what is your free will able to do? Your free will will say, you know what, I have a line in the sand. I will defend myself because you are attacking me. And I will do that by the ready ways that I can do it, either by a stick, a rock, or a gun. This is a threat to the oppressive system of enslavement. This is upholding the slave law code. Those that would actually have ways to defend themselves are in objection and in a fight against the slave code, which is illegal. We really need to look at these things and understand what we're really dealing with. We're dealing with a monolithic
morning.
Agenda. What's that, Brother Braggs?
I was just saying good morning. Excuse me.
Oh, no. We are dealing with an agenda that is ancient, but we're just for the first time going through it physically. But we need to tap into our spiritual eternity to see how to defeat this. But go ahead, Brother Braggs. I just wanted to make that point so that people can see that's how and that's what we're really dealing with right now as we speak. And it's going to be even further. Wait until you start to see the controlling factors that are in the slave codes that still work today and uphold. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Now, look, I skipped to Article 15 because this is a must here right here. We forbid Negroes to sell any commodities, provisions, or produce of any kind without the written permission of their masters or without wearing their known marks or badges. And any person purchasing anything from Negroes in violation of this article shall be sentenced to pay a fine of 1,500 livres. Now, I'm not going to do 16, 17, 18, and 19, but this is what they're about. Provide at length for the clothing of slaves and their sustenance. And you know they didn't clothe slaves and they didn't feed slaves very well. I'm just going to we'll stop there.
And you know what? Yeah. Hold wait, brother, because that was a very critical one. Now, why is that so important? Because guess what? Because when you start to deal in resources and assets, you can have prosperity that moves in your way. It is objective to the overall system, because now when you have real resources, you don't need a boss. You won't have your surrenderance to the overall system. You are able to walk away because you can sustain yourself. See, this is the thing. The key to this whole thing is that make you think that the only way that you're going to be able to live is within the confines of these codes. And that is a lie and a deception. And it's done by force and by fear. That is demonic in nature. This is the rituals that continue to practice us. And we actually start to give credence to the overall institutions that uphold this. Geopolitically, religiously, socially, economically, globally. And this is why nothing has really changed. But go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Dave, I'm just sitting here reading while you're talking, man. I'm saying, and I've read it through it before, but every time I read, I get these different emotions. Check this out, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm at 21 now. I skipped a couple. Slaves who are disabled from working, either by old age, disease, or otherwise. The disease, incurable or not, shall be fed and provided for by their master. And in this case, they should have been abandoned by said master, said slave, or judged to the nearest hospital. to which said master shall be obligated to pay 8 cents a day for the food and maintenance of each one of these slaves and for the payment of this sum. Said hospital shall have a lien on the plantation of the master. 22. We declare that slaves have no right of any kind of property, but that all that they acquired, either by their own industry or by the ability of others or by other means or title, whatever, shall be the full property. But that all what they acquire, either. Okay. I need to make this bigger. Sorry, Dad.
No, yeah, you're good. And while Brother Bragg is doing that, let me tell you what that hospital, that hospital lien and everything is. The key to that, that everything that has been instituted by this system is demonically created from it all. And this is why it's so important for us to dismantle this system. And there's an asymmetrical way that we need to engage in dismantling this system if we are ever to have any form of freedom. Now, many of us want only inclusion. There are many people that don't want to be a slave but want to have one. And that is the upholding of the system that it created by stealing the energy. We have to walk away from this thing completely, but there's an asymmetrical way in which we have to do it because it is going to be a fight. And I would say to you, it's a fight that's worth having because all is riding on it in this temporary moment in our eternity, which I believe also fosters into our next transformation into eternity, because energy, the energy that we have now, is not going to ever be dissipated. What they told you, you know, you may just lose in that so-called physical death your consciousness and your intelligence. That may be something that you could lose, but that is not life itself. They want you to think that. That's why they praise it so much. But as I think is even more, much, much more. So, Brother Braggs, if you're ready, go ahead.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready, yep. Dad. I'm going to get it straight this time.
No, you're good. This is perfect.
22, we declare that slaves have no right of any kind of property, but that they acquire either by their own industry or by the ability of others or by any other means or title, whatever, shall be the full property, but that all that they acquire either by their own industry or by the ability of others or by any other means or title, whatever, shall be the full property of their masters, and the children of said slaves, their fathers, mothers, their kindred, or other relations, either free or slave, shall have no pretensions or claim thereto, either through testimony, tenementary, nor positions or donations, enter V-I-V-A-E, which dispositions and donations we declare null and void, and also, whenever promised, they may have entered into by persons incapable of disposing of anything and participating in any contract. So basically, this is where we don't own our cars. We don't own anything.
Yes.
Now, look, I'm taking this out of context. Let me put it in context.
No, you are. After
the revolution, when we had the reformation of this country, the federal government paid all the slave owners for the slaves. So the transfer was from slave owner to the United States government became the owners of all the slaves.
Of the slaves, yes.
So you got to remember, all of these slave codes, all of these laws are still on the books. This is what makes it so crazy. You got to go back in the history to find out what they're doing. All the laws, these laws are still, the Dred Scott law is still on the books. Brown versus the Board of Education, all these precedent-setting laws, they're still on the books. The slave codes are still on the books. They might be archaic, but they're still on the books. They're still law in this land. And believe it or not, they're still operating under these codes.
Exactly.
They're still on the books. And until we fight these codes, nothing's going to change. And your status.
Very true.
That's another story. I'm studying. I just started studying that. I've been studying, but I really haven't found what I need. Hawk just pulled up. Excuse me, man. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. You know, I'm out in nature in the morning. I'm watching the hawk.
I love it, Brother Brad. And that's some of the things that we need to reconnect with, is we need to connect with you know, the ecosystem that does not require us to pay for our birthright. And, you know, as Brother Rags was talking about not being able to own property, why is that so significant by not being able to own property? Because that determines your dominion practice over things. See, they get you in so many different ways. No man, in my opinion, should own anything, because there's nothing for us to own. It's everything for us to enjoy and collaborate with. That is what the ecosystem has. We have walked away from that, and we continue to want the benefits of the enslavement while getting rid of when it adversely affects us. It can't happen that way. It's significant that they don't want you to own land, because then you start to have a connection with different things and you become sovereign and self-determining, and then you may start to evolve through meditation, through harmonic frequencies, through different ways, to where you evolve to where you release, and you have, instead of owning anything, you realize that you're in relationship with everything. The last thing that the system ever wants you to do is to come out of an archaic and violent mind. Because when you come out of an archaic and violent mind, you are no longer subject or tempted by any fruits of its false establishment. These are all critical psychological things that you're seeing being placed in place. Like Brother Bragg said, all of these laws, Dred Scott, the slave codes, you know, the maritime laws, all of these things are written into law. And they are so-called, they put them in the back, but they're still being practiced because those laws are being expounded upon. There's nothing new. They're not writing any new laws. They're just expanding them and just through political correctness, redacting them and reassigning them different, you know, different forms of communication that we have now. And it's the same old thing. We are still under the slave code. We are still under all of the enslavement laws because man has refused to practice something different. This is critical, and Brother Bragg's made a great point to that. We are still under these. They may be archaic, but they still are ruling factors over our lives. And one is because we surrender to them. And because we don't know that what the real intention of these are, that we need to get an education and not a schooling. So that's what we're getting here, in my opinion, Brother Bragg. So we got like 4 minutes before the commercial break, Brother Bragg. So you want to continue where you were. Let's jump right back into it.
I was on 21 because I'm flipping through them while you're talking. I'm going to go to 22. We declare that slaves have no rights of any kind of property, but that all they acquire, we read that one already, 23.
Yeah, we got that.
Masters shall be responsible for what their slaves have done by their command, and also for what transactions they have permitted their slaves to do in their shops, in the particular line of commerce with whom they were entrusted, and in the case, and in said case, slaves should have acted without the order or authorization of the masters. Said master shall be responsible only for so much as has turned to their profit. And if said masters have not profited by the dining or transaction of their slaves, the procurum, which the masters have permitted the slave to own, shall be subjugated all claims against said slaves after deduction made by master. Okay. The wording is old, man, so forgive me if it sounds strange, because it sounds strange reading it.
Well, that's what they do. They have it that way so that they can change it to whatever. Basically, anything that you have and that you come in contact with, that you procure, that you gain, is theirs. You have no life, but your life is to be subject to the overall establishment of enslavement. This is not one in which any living being should ever live under or accept. In any form of fashion, and any person that wants to uphold that is an objection to your overall life and is a threat to you and your offsprings in the future. And that is where you need to start your defense and to realize that there needs to be an asymmetrical disassembling of this system, even by all forms and by all means. Go ahead, Brother Braxton.
All right. 24. Slaves shall be incapable of all public functions and of being constituted agents for any other person than their own masters, with powers to manage or conduct any kind of trade, nor can they serve as arbitrators or experts, nor shall they be called to give their testimony either in civil or in criminal cases, except when it shall be a matter of necessity and only in default of white people. But in no case shall they be permitted to serve as witnesses either for or against their masters. So that's just like the wife can't testify against the husband. Slave can't testify against the master. Okay.
This is the judicial system. And let me ask you, how much of that has changed? None. It is all up in upholding. Nothing has changed. Hey, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Brother Braggs. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., with my man, Brother Braggs, and we are talking about how the codification of the past is the codification of the present, and it will be the overall doctrine and the burden and the foundation of the future if it is not dismantled. And all of its tentacles that derive from this, all of the laws that are actually written in extension from these slave codes and all this, have to be totally erased, taken out of practice, taken out of influence, and more important, taken out of our existence. And if we don't, regardless of what laws are written, all of them are uphold one thing, the enslavement of you. Every single law that has been written since then has been a redaction or a part of a part and parcel of the laws and the fundamental laws that has been written to enslave all of humanity, and they do it in segments. It's very, very methodical. This is broad. You see it all throughout history. You see it play out in the present, and you will see it continually to be written into the future by what we do and accept today. And this is something that is not really discussed so that you don't understand what it is that and have a full scope of what it is that you're dealing with. We are dealing with, if we try to include ourselves in this, we are doing nothing more but cementing ourselves in further enslavement. We have to remove ourselves and dismantle it from our hearts, from our minds, from our spirit, and from our actions of every day. And until then, we will never know what it is to be free. Other living entities around us know it to be truth by what they live. and you can see it daily, but then you're generally most likely interfered with once they come into man's dominion. There is nothing that is morally correct or morally sustaining or morally true with dominion. Having dominion over anything means to rule it. This is how they trick you to buy it, and by force and by fear, through religious practices, through geopolitical practices, economic practices, and before you know it, you are fully engulfed in upholding the system that binds you. And this is what we need to change if we want to change it. So, Brother Braggs, let's jump back into it. Very powerful stuff.
All right.
And go ahead. Floor is yours, brother.
This is 33, Dave. Slaves who shall have made themselves liable to the penalty of the whip, the flower de luce, brand, and ear cutting shall be tried in the last resort by the ordinary judges of the inferior court, and shall undergo the sentence passed upon them without there being an appeal to the superior court in confirmation or reversal of judgment, notwithstanding the Article 26 of the present code, which shall be applicable only to those judgments in which the slave convicted is sentenced to be hamstrung or to suffer death. 34. Freeborn or free Negroes who shall have afforded refuge in their house to fugitive slaves shall be sentenced to pay the masters of said slaves the sum of 30 livres a day for every day during which they shall have concealed said fugitives, and all other free persons guilty of the same offense shall pay a fine of 10 livres a day as aforesaid, and should be freed or freeborn Negroes not be able to pay the fine therein specified, they shall be reduced to the condition of slaves and be sold as such. Should the price of the sale exceed the sum mentioned in the judgment, the surplus shall be delivered to the hospital. 35. We permit our subjects in this colony who may have slaves concealed in any place wherever to have them sought after by such person in such a way as they deem proper, so to proceed themselves to such research as they may think best. 36. The slave who is sentenced to suffer death on a denunciation of his master shall have what the master is not, shall, when that master is not an accomplice to the crime, be appeased before his execution by two of the principal inhabitants of the locality, who shall be especially appointed by the judge, and the amount of said appraisement shall be paid to the master to raise this sum, and shall be collected by the person invested with the authority. Article 37. We forbid all officers of the superior council and all our officers of the justice in the colony take any fees or receive any prerequisites in criminal suits against slaves under the penalty in doing so of being dealt with the guilty of extortion. 38. We also forbid all our subjects in this colony, whatsoever condition or rank may be, to apply on their own property, private authority, the rack to the slaves under the any pretense whatsoever, to mutilate said slaves in any one of their limbs or any part of their bodies under the penalty of confiscation of said slave, and masters so offending shall be liable to a criminal prosecution. We only permit masters, when they shall think that the case requires it, to put their slaves in irons and have them whipped with rods and ropes. Wow. You know what, Dan? This answers to this brutality and this beastiness that we see our law enforcement officers conducting. These laws are all on the books. So they're not. Look, the irons are handcuffs. The rods are batons.
And it's even, you know what, it's there, it's in the judicial system, it's in the executive, and it's in the legislative. When we really need to look at, when they write these laws, they write them for them to be brutally enforced, and they are. And That is where the cusp of everything really is. We see this playing itself out from when the slave codes were written. Even before the slave codes were written, they were practiced and developed. And then they were written. And this is the slow, methodical process that we continue to see. You know what? They talked to the Supreme Court. Did you hear what they were? They're talking about you going to a supreme being known as man for your overall adjudication on your life. I just look at this and I say, how crazy have we become by following this crap? By allowing ourselves to uphold this. See, the thing is now that it's like a business. It's, they have established a business. Now the business is able to maintain its overall energy and grow with the minimal interference. I mean, mineral interaction, right? Self preparation. With minimal influence from the system itself. Guess who upholds all of this? All of the slaves do. That's when you have really reached the maximum and the peak performance of enslavement, when the slaves themselves uphold the slave code. A Supreme Court? And this is done through bombardment through the school of obedience. And the school of obedience is every so-called educational institution in this world. It is all under the same charter of the Vatican, who upholds the slave code. All of it is upheld by the different international judicial systems that uphold the slave codes everywhere. And we go to them and we say, I'm going to get an attorney. I'm going to take you to court. Do you know when you take someone to court, what you're walking into? You're walking into the den and the lair of deceit. I'm going to vote you out of office. When you walk into a voting booth, you're walking into the den and the lair of deceit. This is being perpetuated and is being energized on the masses. This is why it becomes so apparent that this is where many think that this can't change. And this is why people say, that's not going to change. You can't do that. Well, how are we going to change this? They have no clue as how we're going to change it because they're so deep in it. They can never see. They're so deep in the abyss of enslavement, they can never see the gleam from the sun that breaks the surface. But until you start to say, we will do it in small animal, in small ways, and take small steps, and then your small steps become giant ones because the decision that you made to make a small step is the overall conviction and moral character and strength to make big ones. This is widespread, and I mean to go off, Brother Braggs, because we're going to show how this even works into today's world and what we're seeing right now. And what is going to be the acts of furtherance? They are going to bring the system of enslavement, the slave codes is going to bring in full-blown, far worse concentration camps and annihilation camps and depopulation camps than what's been seen before in history. Why? Because they've written it into law. These are why these laws are moving towards in the direction that they're moving towards, depopulation of slaves. To what? Strengthen their influence on the slaves that will be allowed to live. The key word is allowed. They didn't choose to live. They were allowed to live. But go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Okay, Article 40, I skipped one. Slaves should be held in law as movables, and as such, they shall be part of the community of acquest, between husband and wife. It shall be seized under any mortgage whatsoever, and they shall be equally divided amongst the co-heirs without omitting from anyone of said heirs any claim founded or prescript of right of man. This is Latin. PRMOGENTITURE or dowry. Primogeniture or dowry. I guess that's how you pronounce that. 43. Husbands and wives shall not be seized and sold separately when belong to the same master, and their children who under 14 years of age shall not be separated from their parents, and such seizures and sales shall be null and void. The present article shall apply to voluntary sales, and in such cases, sales should take place in violation of law. The seller shall be deprived of the slave he has illegally retained, and said slave shall be adjudged to the purchase without any additional. 44. Slaves 14 years old and from this age up to 60 who are settled on lands and plantations and are at present working on them shall not be liable to seizure for debt except for what may be due out of the purchase money agreed to be paid from them, unless said grounds or plantation should also be distressed and seized in judicial sale of real estate, without including slaves of the aforesaid age who are part of said estate, shall be deemed null and void. So what they're saying here is certain slaves can't be taken from the plantation because they generate the capital.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Brother Bragg. Go ahead. Say that again. Go ahead.
So certain slaves couldn't be taken from the plantation because they're the slaves that generate the capital for the plantation. So when they talk about movable and unmovable or fixed, and then so things in a fixed state, but these slaves can move, so that means they can be sold, but certain slaves can't are immovable unless you violate certain tenets.
And you know what? Where do you see that today? This is human resources. What was the age again?
Estate,
once again,
man. It's real estate.
This
bro.
Is real estate.
It's stock market.
Exactly.
Stock market.
It's stock
real
market.
Estate. They were human.
Exactly.
They were actually living, breathing capital, chattel capital.
Yes. Human resource. This is where this. Now, let's touch on that for a minute. This is the thing that we really need to see there. What is the age that was established there? The low end of age was 14, correct, brother Rags? Right, 14 years old
yeah, 14
to 60 years old. Okay, what is the legal age for minors to be able to work? It is slave codes, ladies and gentlemen. It's slave codes. Everything. It's still, but see, they don't tell you all. Oh, this is the slave codes, and you know what? When they don't tell you, we don't believe. We only believe what they say. This is why we have no clue of what's really going on. The age of being able to where you can work is 14. Why? Not because they care about the child at all, because it is a part of the overall indoctrination of the slave code. Then now, what is the age in which they start to get rid of people? What is this so-called retirement
60.
Age? Is it not some? So do you think that the slave code is not significant in being held? Many people say, I got to go to the plantation. Yes, they realize it subliminally that it's the plantation, but they uphold it because of that. And they give all kinds of, well, if I don't work, I don't eat. That's very true. But if you do work, you'll never live. You'll be in a constant state of death, low frequency. So at some point and at some time, there's going to have to be a choice that's being made to where, what am I willing to sacrifice to be free? It may be our very well-being collectively. But it has to be made by you individually first. And that question is one people want to avoid. What am I willing to lose? And it's not really a loss. It's what am I really, how it should be questioned is, what am I really willing to gain by leaving the system? Because they started at 14 years old. That means from the age of thought, and being able to reason, the age of reasoning up until 14, what are they doing to the young people? Indoctrinating them to be slaves. This is why they have your children go to school so early in the morning. This is why they disturb them in all that they do. This is why they tell them to sit down in a chair when they're full of energy, full of vigor, ready to learn different things, and they try to control it. This is how you tame a wild beast. And there's nothing wild about them, but the overall agenda is demonically wild. And they want to keep, bring you into subjugation to that. And then at 60 is when they want to retire you. Why? Because you no longer are able to generate the energy in order to be a commodity for their overall developed enslavement.
Now remember what they did. Now they sent him to the hospital, and they had to pay 8 cents a day for his 60-year-old can't work no more self. So now he's at the hospital. What do you think is going to befall him there at the hospital? Well, he's going to work for the hospital. Yeah. He's probably going to be an experiment at the hospital. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Yep. They're going to use that body. This is why I said that the people that we know, you don't know anyone that has died of natural causes. Everyone that has been that you've ever known that has made the great transformation has been murdered, systematically murdered. Because at age 60 and all, what are they starting to do? They want to retire you, and then guess what that retirement so is they want to retire you from existence. And this is where you start to see the overall diseases and the illnesses start to catch up to the human body. And do you not think that that wasn't designed for it to do it that way? They understand the forbearance of the human body and what it can endure. And they bring in small doses of toxic attacks and lethal injections and sicknesses and illness to the body, to where the body's expiration in the overall breaking down of the body happens at this age. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important. Because they don't want people to live to 70, 80, 100, 120, 130. Why? Because people start to wise up. They start to realize that they've been had. And the thing about it, at 120, when you're living in the sustainable ecosystem, at 120, you have the strength that you had as when you were 25. And they don't want strength, mental, spiritual awakeness with physical strength. That is a horse that can't be tamed. You ever wonder why you don't see zebras, people riding zebras? Because a zebra at all age refuses to be harnessed, refuses to be saddled, refuses to obey. But your regular thoroughbreds, your regular other horses are easier to tame. A zebra will not be tamed. How many of us need to go back to our stripes? So, go ahead, Brother Braggs. This is, as always.
Hey, listen. Nothing's hidden from the seeker. You just got to seek. Article 50. I skipped 45. 46, 47, and 49. They are relative to certain formalities to be observed in judicial proceedings. That's why we skipped them. 50. Master, when 25 years old, shall have the power to manumit their slaves, either by testamentary dispositions or by acts, inter viva. But as they may be mercenary masters disposed, I'm going to have to go to the other page. Disposed to set a price on the liberation of their slaves, and where slaves with to view acquire the necessary means to purchase their freedom may be tempted to commit theft or deeds of plunder. No mitter to set free his slave. That's how they spell it, M-I-T-T-E-R. Without obtaining.
Brother Bryce, say that one more time about the theft. Because they want
to
be able
to set a price on the liberation of the slaves. That's what we have to set a price on the liberation of the slaves. And whereas slaves with a view to acquire the necessary means to purchase their freedom may be tempted to commit theft or deeds of plunder, no mitter to set free his slaves without
the obtaining from the superior council a decree of permission to that effect, which permission shall be granted without cost when the motive for setting free of said slaves as specified in the petition of the master shall appear legitimate to the tribunal. All future acts for the emancipation of the slaves freed shall not be entitled to their freedom. They shall be taken away from their former masters and confiscated for the benefit of the India Company.
Okay.
Check this out.
Go ahead, Brother Bradley. Go ahead.
This just got deep.
Yeah. You know, check this out. This is where you rebelling against the enslavement becomes illegal.
Yes, sir.
They're going to say that you're going to do an immoral thing to get away from an immoral practice, and you're wrong. This is how the brainwashing happens. This is where if you are practicing anything immoral, an immoral response to that is appropriately directed at you. If you are reaping what you sowed. But see, this is what they continue to do now. They'll continue to say people that are fighting for their liberation, they can only be given their liberation by petitioning and begging for their release from their master. And if their master decides to release them, then they're free. Bull horses. Because what they want you to do is this is deepening the overall psychological enslavement of you by making you say, by saying that you're immoral because you stole to get free. No, there was nothing that was stolen because there was nothing that was morally accomplished. How can you steal from the thief? You can't steal from the thief. There's nothing that can be stolen from the great deceptor. Deceiver. There's nothing that can be immorally taken from the immoral. There's nothing that they gained that has been gained with any form of morality. It has all been ill-gotten. This is why, and let me tell you what this system is. This is how they established this. They put this on the book so that you can see it and understand it, because it does two things. It psychologically penetrates your overall, causing you to question and to surrender, but more importantly, it upholds the refurbishing of enslavement globally. Because what happens is then now they will go to, let's say, the United States, which is going to happen. They are going to say that the United States is immoral. But the very institutions that are saying the United States are immoral have been immoral themselves, and they're going to do away with the United States. And what does that hold? It upholds the system. See, this is a very methodical, asymmetrical attack that we've been under. And you can't attack an asymmetrical advancement against you with force. You have to attack an asymmetrical advancement against you with energy. And particularly the one that works the most is removing energy from it. You're going to have to remove the energy from it, because anything without energy no longer exists. It is extinguished. This is what I think is so important that we do. But Brother Braggs, this is...
I was just thinking that while you were speaking. Now, you got to remember, they making rules like this. Why were they making rules like this? So apparently, there were a lot of free black people walking around who were being enslaved. And then there were a lot of people that was enslaved. Just think what they did. If you were a master of whatever color, and you decided to free your slave, They came with a law to say, no, you can't free a slave. And if you do free a slave, we'll confiscate the slave. We're going to give them to the India Company.
Yep.
So that makes me think they were kidnapping free men. It's just me.
No, exactly. And the India, and it shows who the real bent way, you know, you really need to look at means, motive, opportunity, and who benefited from it all. One of the things that we don't look at is we don't look at the corporation, the global corporational benefit of it all. The global corporations, let me tell you something about the global corporations. They don't care who you are. They want to enslave you, and they have.
And they have.
And their doctrine of enslavement is so deep. One of the things that they want to ensure is that you don't see what they're doing, and they hide behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. And this, by hiding behind that curtain, they are able to dictate and rule from a position of cover and cloaking. And then you don't see what their real purpose is. Let me tell you what their purpose is. Their purpose is to enslave you and the generations that you have not yet named. Not just you, but everything and every person that you come in contact with, because they have an insatiable demonic appetite that will never be fulfilled. And this is where we have to stop giving it energy, and then it will die.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry. Let me just say this, Dave. I don't want to contradict you, but I hate to say it. 95% are enslaved, and the seller's your mom.
Yeah.
Because you won't expand.
Right.
You won't reach out. You won't come out of that trance, that spell they got you in, the slowness from the fluoride to make you, dumb you down so you won't be curious about what's going on around you. You should be curious about everything. It's your nature, naturally.
Yeah. No, that's no contradiction at all. And even if it was, you know, I love, you know, but it's not. That's exactly, you know, what our overall platform is all about, and why we do Tanda.
Just
right.
Think, when the mind
free
is
yourself.
The prison, when the mind is the prison, you done. Because you don't need guards. It's already secure. They have secured you with yourself.
Best way I've ever heard
beat,
it put,
I don't
Brother
beat
Brett.
People, and I don't attack people. I never attack my brothers, but I just want you to think. If your mind is your prison, you already defeated. You got to break them cells. You got to break them bars. Kick it down. Destroy it. There is no limitation. No limitation. You're infinite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
No, that's perfect. Destroy. You know what, Brother Brad? I'm going to say that's the best I've ever heard it put. There is no need for guards. Amazing. Listen. Yeah, when your mind is the prison, there is no guard that is on duty. It's just you. Man, it's phenomenal, and that's true. You know what we really need to do, in my opinion, because that was no contradiction. That is exactly the point, you know, that I was, you know, trying to convey, and you just conveyed it in a very direct, you know, you articulated it in a way that everyone could really understand, and I absolutely love it because that's what's really needed. You know, and one of the things that we, in my opinion, that we need to do is look at destroying what has been built in us. In some form and fashion, there's a part of us that needs to be destroyed. And that part of us is the one that insists and claims its cage as its home. That individual we need to walk away from that and to give no more energy to that form of living so that it will be extinguished and actually no longer exists. That is something that is very, very important that in my opinion that we need. Hey, we got to get ready to go to our last commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're with Brother Braggs on the slave code, and amazing. I would definitely say there's been no show like this one. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., with my man, Brother Braggs. And I just want to say, man, this is a very, very powerful show. You know, so often, some people will say that, you know, well, all, you know, we do as people is talk and this and that. But there's a big difference here. See, in mainstream media, that's all they do, talk. And we don't even know the difference between education and talking points anymore. What happens in mainstream media is there's talking points that uphold the system on all sides. I'm going to say that again. There's talking points that have been established by the system to be presented to the people in mainstream media as a talking point so that it would uphold the overall system of control globally. But see, with what we talk about here and what Brother Braggs is talking about is no talking point. It is actually showing you, it is not just talk. It is actually someone showing you how things are being done so that you can choose to do something else and encouraging you to get an education on what is really happening so that you can put the necessary efforts to dismantle it. But it's up to you. See, sometimes some of the things that we learn, we think is just talk because that's all that we do. Brother Braggs does not just talk. But see, the listener may hear certain things and just hear talk because that's all that they're about. What Brother Braggs and what I'm doing is actually showing you some of the things that are being used and is the asymmetrical warfare that you're engaging so that you'll know and so that you can decide to do something different if you so choose to do more than just talk. What are you going to do about it? And see, so many of us think the only way that we can do things about it is to do what the system has taught us. Are you going to protest? That's what the system taught you to do. Are you going to go to war? That's what the system has taught you to do. Or are you going to dismantle it completely? That's what the system hasn't taught you to do. That's why we so often go out into the uncharted seas with no compass and no heading. And we are always dictated and drove into the reefs and into the rocks by the moving current. See, one of the things is that when you're directed, you go against the current. You go to where, and it takes energy to go against the current. And this is what Brother Braggs is bringing, is education for you to go against the current, to go to your destination, to fight the storms, to fight the tides, to fight the wind. In order to fight those elements, you have to have the energy to do it and have a compass on direction of where you're going, a purpose. What is your purpose? Is your purpose to continue to live in this by your own self-determination, to make it through by your own means? Or is it to remove yourself as much as you possibly can? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That is the greatest move that the system hopes does not cross-pollinate, spread, and becomes a real heading and direction of the people. because that is more than a threat. That is the overall dismantling of the system. So I just want to really sincerely thank you, Brother Braggs, because this is powerful, because now we're seeing some of and we're being exposing ourselves to the falsehoods and the facades of what we thought was civilization and is nothing more than the chaotic, barbaristic and enslavement and subjugation of people, which can be easily defeated by the people removing this energy. So, Brother Braggs, in this last segment of the show, I want you to touch on some of the things that you want to touch on, and to look at how some of those things are being perpetuated now through, you know, we talked just before the show about Posse Comitatus and how you know, they're taking back the things that they've given you. But with the slave codes in this last segment, because we're definitely going to have to do this again in a more extensive view, because people need to actually, if they want to call in today's show, you won't be able to call in because it was we're doing this earlier in the morning because of some scheduling conflicts. But, Brother Braggs, what's some of the things that you want to point out, and then let's talk about how some of these things are being implemented deceitfully today.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick rundown, Dan. This is stuff that I study every day. Check this out. Aspartame, renamed amino acid, or neothane, named commercially Equal Sweetened Low. Aspartame has now found its way into 5,000 food products. Just want to make you aware of that. GMOs,
yep.
Crops. Since these are crops patented, no one really knows exactly what types of genes splice into their DNA. They call them terminated seeds, meaning they do not produce seed for future planting. Must be repurchased every year. You don't want to eat that. All right. It's a drug. It's called Corexit, C-O-R-E-X-I-T. During the mm-hmm. oil spill, BP defied the EPA order not to apply this Corexit, this deadly poison, into seawater. And they have, and it's affecting the area down there on the southeast end of our country, down Louisiana, Texas, in that area where they had the oil.
The Gulf. They spread that Corexit during the Horizon oil spill. They spread that stuff everywhere. Corexit, right.
The next point was vaccines. Please pay attention to these vaccines. Vaccines are right out of Hitler's playbook. Do your research. False pandemic.
The Kaiser Corporation, Kaiser Permanente. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brother Wright.
Pharmaceutical drugs. Pay attention to what you put in your mouth. Every time you put a foreign object in your substance in your body, it makes your body have to respond. White blood cells, red blood, they got to rush to the scene. Oh, fluorinated city water, right out of Hitler's playbook also. Aerosol spraying. Nanoparticles get into you. Heavy metals stay in your body, in your kidneys, in your brain. Watch the stuff you spray. You're not paying attention. It goes right into you. Nanoparticles are so small, they go right through yourself, right through into you. Okay. And I wanted to, something you always say, Dave, and the reason I want to read this, because you always say this, and you made me go look this up. When George Bush struck down Posse Comitatus Act, he made it legal for military to patrol the streets of the U.S., Wolf is author Naomi Wolf is outraged that thousands of troops from the 1st Brigade of the Infantry Division have been deployed in the United States since October 2008. On 9/11, George W. Bush issued a declaration of emergency by reason of certain terrorist attacks under the authority of National Emergency Act. This declaration, which can be rescinded by joint resolutions of Congress, has instead been extended six times. In 2007, the declaration was strengthened with the issuance of a National Security Presidential Directive 51. Which gives President the authority to do whatever he deems necessary in a vaguely defined catastrophic emergency, including everything from canceling elections, suspending the Constitution, to launching a nuclear attack, which is why we may not have an election this year. We shall see. I don't know. That's deep to me. And look, this is something. This is 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's just some thoughts, man. I'll be having
it. Man. No. I love it because, you know, let's look at that.
One more thing, Greg. Please,
go ahead.
Look up Dumb Divas 1452. This goes right in there. This is how you became, this is how people became slaves from this papal Dumb Divas 1452. Please look this up. This is how people became slaves. And then you got another thing that's been on my mind lately is Executive Order 13037. You know, these are things I just get up and look things up. I have certain agendas for my days. All right, that's good for now. I don't want to overload.
No. That's really, really significant. Let's hash some of these out in the last 15 minutes of the show. Very critical. What we're seeing, and we have to really look. It's not just America. It's global. It's not just in one part of the land, it's in all of the land. Because have you ever known a business that has been successful that has gone out of business? Enslaving of people is big business, and it's a profitable business, and it's never gone out of business. It's just been revolutionized for the time and the period that it's in. And we look at right now, Brother Brad's talked about the Posse Comitatus. It's been totally destroyed. The military, basically in 2014, around May. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
Well, I was just thinking, she was talking about when they first hit, the boots hit the ground here in a state, because there's not supposed to be any American troops policing us. This is supposed to be
right. The
land of the free, the home of the brave, huh?
Right. Right. It's illegal. But see, what happens is this, is whenever man writes a law, it's written to enslave you. And then the changing of the breaking of the laws that's done by them is to enslave you even more. Either way you go, you have subjugation to the law. The law is the letter of the law is to condemn. It's to condemn you to enslavement. While the spirit of the law frees you, the spirit of the law is never written. It's never written. It's sustainable. The spirit of the law is the ecosystem. It's the ecosystem. The letter of the law is written in books at the hands of man. And so now we look at what's been happening. You know, you have just this past week, last week, there was a agreement with UN troops to be able to be in the streets of the United States and actually use force against people of the United States. This is nothing new. They just wait for the right time. There's nothing new, no new signing. This was all established very long ago with the UN and the overall the peacekeeping force. If you notice the UN in New York City, they have they tell you everything. There's a gun that they have, and it's a revolver, and the barrel is bent. And they're telling you that they're going to take the everyday person's gun. That's what that represents. That does not represent any forms of military armament at all, because the key is that they're going to bend your guns to where it's irrelevant by the weapons that they have, because they're going to use violence and force to subjugate you even further. They're going to whip you into submission. And so now we have this Posse Comitatus where what's the play here? They destabilize the whole planet. They're going to have U.S. troops. They're going to draft our daughters, you know, well, not our daughters. They're going to draft women because they're not going to get mine. And if they're listening, you're not going to get mine. And whatever you need, see
and that's
fit.
That's the eugenics right there, too. Don't be slow. That's the eugenics right there.
Right. So whatever you feel that you need to do, you go ahead and do, but I've already made my steps to freedom and self-determination, and that is one where you're not going to get mine at all. You know, it's going to have to be by your force, because I'm not scared of your force, nor do I give in to the energy of your fear. Just doesn't move me. It's just that easy and, you know, that plain. And there is nothing that is worth holding on to than compromising my overall eternal energy. So that's that. But they're going to draft women into war. They're going to have wars all over the place, because what does that provide them? What does actually having the military on the streets, what does that provide them? Where they move the overall enslavement up into another degree. It moves it from a fear perception into a force perception. And this is where they want to cower as many people as they possibly can. So people have nervous breakdowns from the food that they've given them, the toxic food that they've given, the toxic water, toxic air, the toxic energy. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to break people down to where they have nervous breakdown and they can't take it anymore, and they just surrender. You have just thoroughly defeated your enemy. You are the enemy of the institutions. And they invoke these types of and create these types of environments, and they create these events to wage a war against you. And the war that they're having against you, ladies and gentlemen, we've never said it before and we're going to say it now. It is against your will. They're warring against your will. They're warring against you deciding anything other than what they want you to decide to do. And as long as we play by their rules, they rule. As long as you play by their rules, they rule. Doesn't matter what your overall your opinion of things are. Has your opinion been developed in the schools of obedience? Then the only thing that your opinion is doing is upholding the subjugation and enslavement of everyone. They don't care who you are. They just want you beneath the system and on your knees. And they do everything to uphold that. You can see it when you decide to be sovereign and self-determining. Remember, you can't really see it. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
It's kind of ingenious, actually, as I listen to you speak, Dad.
It is.
Basically, what they have done, you're a crop. Just think of it as a seed. So they plant a seed. You, this seed. Now you grow into fruition as a crop, whatever, corn, apple, whatever. Now, you as an individual, they're going to harvest your insurance when you're born. There's a cost for that. They document you. They put you on the bill of lading. I don't know. I may be going too far. But
no, that's exactly what's being done.
They indoctrinate you into their school system. When you go into the school system, they sit you there in a chair, and every day they bombard your genius mind with bullshit to cut the light out. I'm sorry about my language. They shut the light out because they don't want you to have any chance of seeing the light. As you move along in the system, because you are a slave, you'll work here somewhere. You get older, they feed you. So they're fattening you up for the slaughter. Now they feed you poison, so you slowly become sick. So now you run to the doctor and you take all these different medications, and you're slowly being harvested.
Experimented on to control people behind you. They've already got you. No, but that's exactly what it is, brother. But Brad, keep going, because your articulation
you know,
of it is
people
perfect.
People might not understand the way that I think, man. I don't want them to think I'm trying to be cruel or vicious or anything. It's just how it comes in my head.
Just do it, because it's beautiful. What a beautiful mind.
You know, you're harvesting that grape off the vine, and you know more than just like chattel, a plant, a fruit, a vegetable. But you are more if you open your mind and be conscious about everything around you. You're not a fruit, right, or vegetable, or pig, or a cow. But they have subjected you to that by the way they have indoctrinated you through this system to be sleep with that veil wrapped around your mind. I'm saying not around your eyes, wrapped around your mind. And once you remove that veil, the light will shine in, and all wonderments of the world will be sent to you. Man.
And you know, Brother Brax just gave you the solution. So there will be some people that say, so, all right, heard all this, so what do we do? You just heard what it is that has been done. Not by you, but by Brother Brad. By many, and they see, and they actually are self-determining and sovereign. And it is a process that you continue to grow in. This is what I think is critical for you to do. Take back your existence without you asking or seeing that you can only get your existence from the system. It will never give it to you. It never gives you anything. It only takes away. Go ahead, Brother Brad.
I just want to say one thing, Dave, because, you know, I always use Tower of Babel. Now, when the Tower of Babel was built, to build a tower up into the heavens, you couldn't do it by yourself. So there had to be massive cooperation at the Tower of Babel. So that means that these people were unified in thought, effort, and task and deed. They were cohesive.
Yes.
Now, it's taught that they pissed the gods off. So he separated them, confounded them, took their language so they couldn't communicate anymore. Now, I deal with this, I argue with this every day, I grapple with this every day. Why would a God not want his people to unify, to be unified in every thought, task, and deed?
Well,
it's just a thought. You know, I'm not, it's just a thought.
Well, because, and you know, Brother, I'm glad you said that because those people became
saying.
A threat to, those people became a threat to a little g, a demigod. Not to the end. This is the systematic deceiving of, this is the sorcery that's being played before you all. It's being played before you all to make you think one thing when it's really another. There is no rabbit that they can pull out of the hat. But if you see a rabbit that's pulled out of the hat, your lying eyes are deceiving you because we're not listening to our spirit. Who sees no rabbit. Our lying eyes are deceiving us that sees chains and sees that we need to do this and we need to do that, while our spirit says there's nothing there. So don't even spend time there. Go in a direction and create. And, you know, I'm glad you used the Tower of Babel because I would also ask, have you ever thought that maybe Adam and Eve were chemically under a spell and induced by an energy that wanted to continue to enslave them? Did you ever question that maybe possibly what you've been told and taught in the school of obedience in all forms of schools has been to uphold the overall paradigm of enslavement that causes us to be exactly, it causes us to be extremists and have no form of real love at all.
Yeah.
Have no form. There is no connection that we really have. We only have a connection to the establishment that man has created. That is the falsehood. Walk away. Brother and sister, walk away. Just want to thank you, Brother Braggs. Is there anything you wanted to end out with before we get out of here? Great, great, great show. Powerful, man. I'm going
to
tell you, man.
I love that.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
We as melanated people, don't let nobody tell you who you are. You define who you are. You find out who you
right.
are. It's in you. It's in your DNA. You can find it out if you really want to know. Don't let anybody confine you, constrict you to a box. You have no box. You are limitless. This is the secret that they don't want us to know. And it is no secret. It's in you.
It's in you.
It's already in you. All you got to do is activate it. I'm going to say peace.
Peace. And you know what? That is so true. Don't suppress it. Activate it. Because the world needs us to be who we really are. Every person. And this is the falsehood that has been established. Much love, much respect. Man, Brother Bragg, I love it. I love the truth that was spoken with the prison. When your mind is your prison, there is no guard. There is no need for
a guard.
So true. So true. Brother Braggs, we're going to have to do this again. Next Thursday sounds good to me, but because it's just so much that's going on. Everyone, please, look, set your own course. You were made uniquely, individually great. Be your greatness. Do not ask permission to be someone else's intention. Of course, man, of course.
Study until you find yourself approved. You may never find yourself approved if you study. So study until you find yourself approved.
Power. Power. Much love, much respect. Everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace, Brother Braggs. Powerful, powerful.
Peace.
As usual, from another Brother Braggs moment in history, in eternal history. So needed in these times. And I thank you for asking to be here at this time to help not only yourself, but others also. This is what is so powerful and so uniquely beautiful about us all. We all have talents and we all have abilities. And if we have a collective prudence, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. Much love, much respect, Brother Braggs. I'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, everyone.
All right.
God willing, we'll be back tomorrow live here on Black Talk Radio Network for Tando Radio Show. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
We say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up.